This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, it's our last break of the day. Steve Harvey is back in the building from vacation. We missed you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got some closing remarks, too.
Okay.
You know, I've been away. And so I'm pretty sure everything I'm about to say has been said by somebody somewhere. I'm almost certain of that. But I still feel obligated to put my two cents in. You know, when I first heard the news that Biden was stepping down and that Madam Vice President Kamala Harris was going to be taken over the Democratic nomination, I was overjoyed. This is an opportunity here again for us to show who we are, to demonstrate the power of our vote. I want to remind you all something. It was our vote that turned around the last presidential election that got Joe Biden in over Donald Trump. I want to remind you of what happened in Michigan. I want to remind you of what happened in Wisconsin. I want to remind you what happened in Georgia. I want to remind you what happened in Philadelphia. I want to remind you that it was all going their way until they got into the blue section of town, into the inner cities. Those votes turned it around. As a matter of fact, it was 1,100 of them that cost him, Donald Trump, the election in Georgia. Oh, he was trying so hard to get that overturned. He did everything in his power. That was us. It's going to be us again. And then you have the power to put people in office who you want, who have a tendency to lean towards you. But let's remember something. Stop looking for people with all these black agendas. And you have to start finding people that have agendas that affect black people. You can't run on a black agenda because then you run the risk of alienating whites. You already know how this game goes. So let's stop playing this. We have an opportunity now. And I was thinking about this too. You know what? I'm pretty sure that Vice President Kamala Harris didn't see this coming. It may have crossed her mind from time to time. I'm pretty sure as we were all sitting there watching the debate, man, this is not going good for the Democratic Party. But sometimes your jump comes in the form of a push. I'm pretty sure at the beginning of the year she didn't think she'd be the Democratic nominee for the presidency. But due to a turn of events, And the way life hands you your cards sometimes, she got dealt this hand. And what a magnificent person to play it. I want to see her and Donald Trump debate. Donald Trump's not going to do it. It's such a glaring difference. Oh, it's okay to go in there and bully Joe over and Joe forgetting what to say and all this here. But if you go in here against this woman, you finna find out what real intellect is about. You're about to find out what real qualifications in politics is about. And it's such a glaring instance. And so I'm proud to cast my vote for her. I want all of us to get behind this woman. You know, stop all this foolishness, man, about are you really black? Prove yourself. That white people don't ever have to prove they white. You ever had a white person have to prove they white? All they got to do is show up in whatever skin they in, and they automatically qualify as white. Why is it that we have to have all this criteria to say we black? The sister went to Howard University. The woman is an AKA. The woman's father is black. What do you want? What do you want? If one of your parents is black, I have news for you. You black. The fact that she claims that is enough. What? She don't have to keep proving this to us. What's wrong with us? What has happened to us, man, where we are so in the tear down business of one another? We've got to stop this. We've got to get out of the tear down business and get in the uplift business. I'm sick of us going on podcasts destroying each other. I don't see white entertainers going on podcasts to destroy the other white entertainers. That's just us. We got to stop this, man, and we got to stop supporting that. What happened to our love for one another? What happened to us cheering for one another? What happened to us supporting for one another, wanting us to be the best that we can be? What happened to us wanting us to have an example for our children to look at? We were so proud to say to our children and grandchildren, look at President Barack Obama. Well, we need to have that same feeling towards President hopeful Kamala Harris. It just doesn't make any sense. This wasn't planned at all. Can you not understand, man, that we are on the cusp of something happening that I never thought would happen? Do you know that I'm old enough to be in utter shock when Barack Obama won? I was in utter shock because I didn't think in my lifetime I would live to see a black man be president of this country. Well, guess what? We're on the cusp of something else, too. There is an opportunity for a black woman to become the president of the United States. And if you don't see the benefit of that, something is wrong with you. You need to check your self-esteem at the door. You need to get some, man. This woman is qualified. She is more than qualified. I'll tell you one thing. She's more than qualified than he is. That's for damn sure. We're going to the polls. The next president of the United States will be President Kamala Harris. That's the mission. Let's get to it. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.